It is the Mike Show. It's the Finally Friday edition. Megan's joining us today. Hi, how are you?
Very well. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween to you. I see we're all dressed in our costumes.
I did bring a witch hat just in case.
Okay. Well, that's a good thing. I was coming down from the house, and I was thinking, now wait a minute, what? Why are people dressed up in costumes? Oh, it's Halloween.
It is
okay,
today.
So
yeah.
I know we're taking the kids trick or treating tonight, but you know I didn't even think about what could I should I wear my costume?
Right.
Should I be the dude on the air?
You should.
I missed the opportunity. I was already halfway down here.
We were up, I don't know, something around 9:30 last night, coloring and creating a cookie costume. We already had a Halloween costume, but then we had to be a cookie at the last minute to go with the friends. You know, the friend combo. So there's always like multiple iterations of costuming that has to happen.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And Maddie informed us that today she couldn't just dress up in any old costume.
Right.
It had to be a scarecrow. They all had to be scarecrows today. And this is
they pivot at the last minute. We worked on this all month. We've got
exactly.
We've got your minion costume, but then I also have to be a cookie.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, and same with us. She comes home from school and she goes, "Oh, I have to be a scarecrow."
Yeah.
And we're like, "Okay, you have overalls, right?"
Yeah. I imagine you all pulled that together perfectly.
Oh, no. She put it together like that. We said, "Well, you have overalls, right?"
Yeah.
There you go. Just and put it together. So she did her face makeup herself this morning.
Nice.
And she made herself look like a scarecrow. It's amazing. That kid's amazing. Your kids are amazing too. That kid is just, we pulled it together.
Awesome.
And I know because her mom would be able to pull it together like that.
That's right.
So she's inherited that trait.
That's right.
Me, not so much. I'd be like, where are we going to buy a scarecrow costume?
Yeah. Amazon doesn't deliver day of.
Yeah. We'd have to use Amazon yesterday, in order to get that. But that's not why we're here.
No.
We're here to talk about kids.
Yeah.
And we're here to talk about nonprofit organizations that benefit kids. And we're going to talk about mustaches for kids as well. But Boys and Girls Club has a gala. It's the 20th anniversary gala that's coming up. So each and every week, Megan, you bring us a guest. Who did you bring today?
Yeah, I'm delighted to have Chris Boswell with us today and get on his calendar. He's so busy preparing for Mustaches for Kids, but also is the longest tenured board member for the Boys and Girls Club of Greater Lynchburg. And just approaching 20 years of service, which is incredible on that board.
I can't imagine
seeing a lot of iterations and leadership there, and just has done incredible work. So thank you, Chris, for coming today and telling us a little bit more about the gala coming up and how we can get involved.
Sure, yeah, thanks,
Chris,
for having me.
And thank you so much for taking time today. We really appreciate it. Well, tell us about Boys and Girls Club. How are things going? How are things going from the board level, from your opinion? And then tell us about the gala.
So, you know, we opened our doors December 5th of 2005. So we're 20 years in next month, or in about a month. We renovated, or we moved into an abandoned Craddock Terry shoe warehouse of sorts on 11th and Madison. It takes up the entire block, and it was a mess.
Yeah.
So the last 20 years, we've been, you know, moving steadily back in the building and refurbing rooms and getting them up, painting them and getting them right for the kids. And then we acquired the building next to the club in 2016 and built a gym. So we had a true gym. And it's been a labor of love. We've had a lot of, you know, we say we have a working board because not only do we raise money and do all the things that boards do, but we've cut grass and we've weeded the garden and we've painted rooms and we've ripped up tile. And the late Jim Taylor, who was one of our early board members, retired engineer from Babcock and Wilcox, he was very handy and would bring board members in to build things and repair things and all that. So it's been I came on about 6 months after the club opened, so I'll be 20 years in May, and I've seen a huge transition and progression of what we've done. Of course, COVID changed a lot of things.
Yeah.
Our executive director after 17 years, Mark Sheehan, left, and so who was just huge shoes to fill. He was such a a big part of what the Boys and Girls Club when we started. He was our director when we started, and you know, now Stephanie Reed has taken that torch and is doing a great job. It just takes a while to get your legs under you and figure it all out. So, but the mission stays the same. You know, it's we serve the kids that you know we serve all kids, but the ones that need us most, the ones that could be at risk. For not graduating or you know getting in trouble, and if we can keep them in the program from an early age, through high school or through graduation, we have 100% chance or 100% graduation rate.
Wow!
If they stay in the program,
yeah.
But it's just, the trick is keeping them, and getting them prepared for whether it's the workforce, the military, you know, a 2-year college, 4-year college. Mm-hmm. So it's a challenge, but, you know, all good things, you know, tend to be challenging.
Absolutely. Well, and this growth and the programs and events and everything that costs money and fundraising is a huge, huge portion of all nonprofit organizations. Yeah. Your gala is a good opportunity for folks to make a donation. Tell us about the gala.
So, yeah, we embarked on our gala the first time 10 years in, and it was very successful. Then we did another one at 15. We try not to do one every year because you just don't want to inundate people with black tie events and all the things. Because there's a ton of nonprofits in Lynchburg that are very, well, much needed. But we did one at 15. Michael Orr actually came in for the 15th, you know, right. Blindside.
Okay.
And then we decided to not do a special guest, but to make it more about the kids and what we've accomplished in 20 years. And, you know, we've got a band and we're doing a live auction and selling some packages to vacation destinations and, you know, the normal fun stuff. It's going to be at the Virginian.
Okay.
They've been kind enough to host us again. They did it at 15 years. We've got a few spots left, but we're pretty close to full, which is
great.
Awesome.
That's awesome.
Nice. Very cool.
I think we've got room for another 10 or so people if they want to join us next Saturday.
Well, if folks would like to learn more, you can visit sharegreaterlynchburg.org. Just type in boys and girls, and that's all I did, I clicked. And we'll also link up a link to purchase tickets. You can learn more about the Boys and Girls Club by going to bgclyh.org, and we'll link that up as well for folks. Do you need volunteers? What do you need at this point other than donations?
Right. I mean, donations drive the bus for sure. We've had a ton of unbelievable donors over the years, but you know, volunteers, just people to come down to the club to help Stephanie and her staff with mentoring and tutoring, you know, math and reading is, you know, we just got the stats back for Lynchburg City probably a month ago.
Okay.
And I think Lynchburg City is like 127th out of 133 school districts in literacy.
Wow.
And so Stephanie's big push from now going forward is going to be a reading academy, a literacy academy, and you know,
that's nice.
Retired teachers or students at Liberty and Lynchburg College or University of Lynchburg and Randolph that want to engage with these children and really help them get to where they need to be. We find that most ninth graders, when they enter high school, are only on like a third or fourth grade reading level.
Yikes.
So we want to tackle that. That's going to be our big initiative, I think, for the next few years. And Stephanie's really behind it because when she was mayor, she was in the schools all the time seeing this need. And we're going to tackle that full force.
And I was a guest of the SGA, Student Government Association, at EC Glass last week, and I was really pleased to talk to about 40 students who I was mentioning a stat that I'd heard from CASA that, you know, one positive interaction or one positive mentor in a person, in a child with high risk life can change the trajectory of their whole life.
Absolutely.
You know, even if they're living in poverty or dealing with abuse or dealing with food insecurity, all the things that that are stacked up against these kids, having one positive mentor come in and read to them once a week can just totally makes it possible for them to imagine living outside of the world that they're currently living in, right?
Yeah.
And so after that, I was really excited that about three students immediately came up and said, I want to be a big brother, big sister. I want to go to the Boys and Girls Club. We have already had, you know, two sign up through Share since that. So, you know, it's my heart, my goal to make sure we're getting out to not just the retired students, but, you know, professionals in the community and young professionals and students, high school students that can come and be part of that as well. So we'll continue to work on that.
Another thing that people don't think about is the financial impact of kids that go mm-hmm. wayward. Whether it's juvenile detention or adult detention, it costs almost $125,000, $150,000 mm-hmm. to incarcerate a child in the Lynchburg wow. area. To send a child to the Boys and Girls Club for a year, or to Jubilee for that matter, yeah. I mean, it's yeah. about $2,500. So the bang for your buck right. and the return really on investment
really
is really it's there.
An excellent so. Point. And just the quality of life, the quality of somebody's life, turning them around at a young age before heading off that, you know, yeah. that danger, I guess, is also vitally important. So hats off to your organization, and thank you so thank much you. For what you do. Mustaches for Kids is another near and dear project to your heart that you've spearheaded over the years. And you guys have raised just such a tremendous amount of money. I mean, mm-hmm. a gargantuan amount of money for organizations. Talk about that a little bit, and when is the kickoff?
So Mustaches for Kids was formed out of a need to provide more funds to the Boys and Girls Club
yeah.
In 2014. So we're entering our 12th growing season.
Wow.
I called my friend Lanny Duncan, you know, 12 years ago, and I said, I'm about to do something crazy. You want to do it with me? And he said, yeah, let's go. He didn't even ask what it was. So we, you know, all good ideas are stolen. We stole it from a good friend of ours that we've known for years that runs the Mustaches for Kids in Richmond.
Okay.
He came down, helped us implement it, and this year, after we're done with the season in December, we'll cross $4 million raised.
Holy moly.
In 12 years.
That is just tremendous.
Yeah, we should do, thanks to Jersey Mike's, we had the month of giving in March, yeah. so we got a little bit of a head start this year. We should cross 700,000. I'm hoping
wow.
we can get 725 to 750 this year with all the things we have in place.
Awesome. And all the proceeds benefit who?
Local Lynchburg Children's Charities. I think we're at 37.
Okay.
Most charities, so the amount that they get
yeah.
is based on a lot of different factors. We have our five core charities that receive the highest amounts, and then everybody else receives somewhere between $5,000 and $25,000 okay. from the season. It all depends on how big you are, like what's your budget.
Sure.
We won't give more than 10%
right.
of a budget, and that's on purpose because we can't have people relying on
absolutely
crazy mustache growth in the month of November. So then we raise the money, we bring in the growers, we have sign up next Wednesday
okay.
From 4 to 9 at Star Hill on Main.
Nice.
Food provided by Jersey Mike's and JoJo's Pizza, so that's free. You come in, you pay your registration fee, we turn on your web page, and then you start raising dollars. Got a lot of cool things this year. We're going to try to have true match days, thanks to Jersey Mike's. You know, match days in the past, we raised 30 to 40,000 and can only match about 15,000 of that money.
Amazing.
Hopefully this year we can truly match most of the match days based on the money we've raised from our golf tournament and the Jersey Mike's, and then hit the ground running next Wednesday, and we'll just power through till Friday, December the 5th. Have the big stash bash, come dressed up in a bunch of costumes, looking funny and crazy, give out some awards, and then Lanny and I will sit in our little rocking chairs at about 10 o'clock and say, oh, thank goodness, this is over. We get our wives back.
Well done.
Our children look at us right again. You know, it's all the things.
Well, Chris, congratulations on the success of this campaign, and also thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Truly, thank you so much for what you do for our community.
That's, you know, I'm not from here, but I've been here 25 years, and this is home. I love the community, love the people, and there's just such a need. You know, I grew up in Martinsville, and, you know, the kids growing up in Martinsville didn't have a Boys and Girls Club. We didn't have a Boys and Girls Club or a Jubilee or outlets like that.
Yeah.
And things, you know, people got a little wayward. And so when I had a chance to kind of make an impact and a difference, I just latched on, and it's grown into what it is. And I don't know. I just shake my head sometimes.
And I really appreciate you engaging men so in the fundraising, because often in nonprofit world we'll sit around the table and say, how do we reach the men? How do we get the husbands involved? And right. you've done it, right? You've unlocked it, and it's just making more awareness and more engagement and making it a place of belonging for men who want to serve and care deeply about our community, but just don't always know how to plug in. Right?
Well, I think a funny, you know, I make a joke about it. I was like, men are afraid of commitment, right? So if you can tell them that it's only going to be 30 days and it's a finite amount of time.
You've dialed in, you know, you've unlocked.
If you say you got to be on a board for 2 or 3 years and raise money and do galas and all that, they're like, yeah, I don't want to do that. But like 30 days and you get to meet up once a week and
have some,
you know,
fun.
Have a beverage and have some fun. It tends to, they can do that.
You've unlocked it.
No, it sounds tremendous. So we'll link all that up. If you'd like to join that organization and that effort, please do.
Mm-hmm.
Megan, how are things going at Share?
Great. I'll be brief. We have the Plymel Foundation grant and the Youth Philanthropy Council grants open right now. You can go to lynchburgfoundation.org to learn more about that. We are gearing up for Giving Tuesday season, just making sure people know about volunteer opportunities. We have volunteer every Tuesday of November. We have pop-up opportunities that brought to you by Bank of the James, and you can find all that on our homepage. And we also have a lunch and learn at Thomas Jefferson's Poplar Forest scheduled for November 12th. And that's also in our website as well as in our newsletter. So you'll see lots of opportunities. This week's newsletter is going to focus on food insecurity, and we're trying to plot out and find all the 24/7 food pantries and the blessing boxes that are around the city and around the region. So if you know of 24/7 food pantries that people can drop off items all day long, keep us posted. We've scouted about 20, but we are looking to get that word out to the media and to local community partners that everyone's just getting inundated. If you look on Share, we have 45 nonprofits that deal with food insecurity, and they're all getting hit. So how can we as neighbors go and just put some cans of soup in these blessing boxes? And, you know, just everybody needs to lean in. We're all going to have to rise to the occasion starting tomorrow. So, look for that in our newsletter this week.
All right.
Yes. Just one more thing about
the
gala.
Absolutely.
It's going to be a fun night. We really, you know, would love if you're out there listening and want to join us, please, you know, just get on the website, or just call the Boys and Girls Club, downtown. We're going to make a really big announcement at the gala, so stay tuned for that. We'll probably have a press release after the gala, so it's just going to be a fun night.
Nice.
We're going to celebrate a lot of milestones, a lot of things we've done. So if you're out there, want to join us, please do.
Awesome.
Absolutely. And again, we'll link everything up, ways that you can join and ways that you can purchase tickets for these events. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
All right. Absolutely. It is the Mike Show. It's the finally Friday edition. Coming up a little bit later on, we have your audio vault. Stay tuned for that.